I would record 800 episodes. And I would record 800 more. Just to be the first to record 1600 episodes like never before. You're listening to Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, and it's episode 800. How we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question. What's going on in the world today? And if you're out there hearing our voice, then get up to us, people. We're all over the place. Get your local lo-fi updates, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. You can find us anywhere. And it's episode 800. Oh, yes, indeed. We've been at it for a minute for show. But, you know, as such, we decided we're going to take today and do a bit of a throwback to Season 7, one of our favorites. And we're going to go back to it with an episode called The Game. That's right. We're doing 10 fast-paced trivia questions for you to see how much that lo-fi loot you can get. And without delay, we getting on to it. Trivia question number one. In what country is the region of Darfur in? In what country is the region of Darfur in? Give me that country name, people. Trivia number two. What country is remembering its genocide from 30 years ago? I said, what country is remembering its genocide from 30 years ago? Trivia number three. On New Year's Eve, 2022, a ceasefire was reached between former members of FARC as well as the National Liberation Army, and leaders of what country? On New Year's Eve, 2022, a ceasefire was reached between former members of the FARC and the National Liberation Army with the leaders of what country? Trivia question number four. Pretty much the opposite of a monarchy, what R-word type of government is defined as the power held by the people and those who they elect? I say it again, trivia number four, pretty much the opposite of a monarchy. What R-word type of government is defined as the power held by the people and those who they elect? Trivia question number five. What country invaded another country's embassy this week? And whose embassy was it? Hot topic right there for you, my friends. What country invaded another country's embassy this week? And whose embassy was it? Trivia question number six. Between 1915 and 1934, U.S. Marines were part of an occupation of what Caribbean nation? The military was first sent there by Woodrow Wilson following the murder of the nation's dictator, and other politically driven murders led to widespread instability. If this one's not topical, people, I don't know what is. Between 1915 and 1934, a U.S. Marines were part of an occupation of the which Caribbean island? Give me the Caribbean island name. And the military was first sent there by Woodrow Wilson following the murder of the nation's dictator, and other politically driven murders led to widespread instability. What country are we talking about? 1915 to 1934. You're probably thinking it's a pretty recent one, huh? I know you got this one. Trivia number seven. Taken office in 2011, but impeached in 2016. Dilma Rousseff was the first woman president of which country? Taking office in 2011, but impeached in 2016, Dilma Rousseff was the first woman president of what country? Trivia number eight. Consisting of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, G7 is short for what intergovernmental organization comprised of the seven world's largest developed economies? I give it to you again. What's the name of this group? This group consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US. What organization are we talking about? Trivia number nine. A diplomat who seriously violates international expectations on acceptable behavior may be declared what by a country's government? A diplomat who seriously violates international expectations on acceptable behavior may be declared what by a country's government? And trivia number 10. If it wasn't an eclipse day, what would today be? If it wasn't an eclipse day, what would today be? Happy 800 episodes. Love you, Lo-Fi. And this, just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we, that we be. Pickering, signing off.